According to Bob Kiter, professor of law at the University of Utah and expert on public lands and national parks, the management plan for the Bears Ears National Monument will be key in how the land can be used in the future. But Kiter says many provisions in the actual proclamation already tell us some things.
The principal thing that's off the table going forward is industrial extractive type of activities, oil, gas, mining. The lands are withdrawn from that type of activity going forward, although existing leases and mining claims are recognized as valid existing rights.
With that exception, livestock, grazing, and recreational activities can all still be allowed within the monument. It all depends on the management plan. Utah's congressional delegation, Governor Gary Herbert, and Utah lawmakers have all but declared war on the new monument designation. Many have also voiced a desire to have Trump reverse the order once he takes office. That's something no president has ever done. John Ruppel, another professor at the University of Utah, says the Antiquities Act, which gives the president the power to designate national monuments, does not give the power to revoke those designations.
No president has ever tried to unilaterally rescind a national monument proclamation, so we don't have any case law on that. States and others, however, have tried to overturn proclamations in the past, and every such effort has failed. So at this point, it's presidents and proclamations 10, challengers 0.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Amy Kobabe.